Coach, do you have an update for us today on Mark O'Donnell?
No, other than was not overly optimistic last night, wasn't any more optimistic this morning, but he's got to see the doctors.
Patrick Laine is still maintenance today?
Yeah. Okay. It's going to be fine.
Just moving forward from last night was the start to five in a row against Eastern Conference teams. Is there a different style, or is there any difference at all in your preparation compared to the West?
No, not significant in that there's major changes. We haven't seen them a lot. A lot of these teams are first time. The East, in general, skates very well, you know, right top to bottom. They've got a lot of speed, but nothing completely out of the ordinary.
Where have you seen the biggest growth in Jacob Trouba's game from last year to this year, Paul?
I think physical strength has a lot to do with it. He's a bigger, stronger man, so he's striding a little harder, gets to get to bodies a little bit quicker. He gets up the ice a little bit quicker. He can hang on to the puck under duress a little bit longer. Just a little bit more powerful in what he does.
He's been a little bit, he obviously talked about being more defensively responsible at the beginning, but he's sort of added that offensive element to his game. What have you seen in that regard?
Well, that would be a fair assessment of how he came in. I think he wanted to keep his game real simple and not force it too early. He got into a good rhythm. He's got good minutes now, and he's starting to find those places where he can jump in. We certainly encourage that.
What does it say about him that he didn't really let the contract stalemate affect him at all? It seemed like he was just able to
park
that
one.
And focus. No, I mean, after missing all that time, sometimes guys either try to make up for lost time or try to show what
they're worth. He came in and handled his part of the game mentally, how to get back into it really well. You know, he certainly didn't mope around. He came back and just got right back into playing. I don't think it's in Jake's personality really to be holding grudges. He kind of comes in and works his day at a time.
You mentioned earlier this week that Tyler Myers had another appointment. Has he had
He has them regularly. He's getting better. We think he's getting closer to getting back on the ice.
Okay. Sort of being a nuisance, but if it's not...
It's too late.
Fair enough. If the injury is not related to his surgeries, can you elaborate on what it is that's kept him out this long?
No.
No?
No. I don't even think that's legal, is it? Are you allowed to talk about other people's medical conditions?
A lot of teams send out emails that say what is hindering a player.
Emails?
Well, no,
awesome.
It's just
press
releases.
Hang by your computer.
Press releases.
We'll get you an email real soon.
Okay, occasionally
don't,
you do.
But you don't want to get away from that computer. You got to be within 5 feet of that thing the whole time.
Occasionally you do tell us what's wrong with you.
Yeah, if it's something concrete, the guy breaks a bone, the numbers are real clear. I don't always tell you when it's a concussion, but most times it's obvious when it is. There's no gray area for us in a lot of those. Any soft tissue issues, there you go. They just don't heal on a regular schedule.
Paul, your comments on the goaltending situation yesterday implied maybe that your number one position is still up for grabs. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, we're not at a number that's average yet. Save percentage and goals against, so there's lots of room for us to get better in that and better defensively in front of them to give them a chance to get better, but there's room for improvement.
And that question about your number one position still being up for grabs, in that fair assessment?
I don't think that until you get better than average you can stay claim to a number one.
Okay. How do you feel about your goaltending last night?
Below average.
Okay. How much do you second guess? How much are you second guessing your decision to go with him?
Your decisions are all based on performance. So based on, I get to be here every day, which is an advantage. The logic we used to come back with Hutch, I think, was solid.
You second guess it?
Only on performance. But no, I mean, you can't do that in here and now. There's lots that goes into it. Connor has played really well against Chicago, and probably if you were just doing it on games played, that would have been Michael's game based on the way he played in Van. Connor hadn't played great coming into Van, the second Van game. But Mike has great numbers against Columbus. Connor also has struggled in his game after Chicago, and Mike deserved to get back in the net.
Dustin Byfuglien's hits in the third period sure seemed to boost the whole team. Would you like to see him do that earlier in a game?
It's a real fine line with him because he is such, he's such an impactful man on those hits, and a lot of times he's coming up into the play, and there's some risk involved in that. But his physicality can change a game for sure.
Matthew Perreault was saying that it not only affects opponents, he remembers playing against him, and when he ran around like that, it really affected
the,
how you played.
The number one comment by Team Europe going into USA was they were really happy Buff wasn't playing, and then they all had a story. Every one of them had a time that they couldn't believe what happened to them after they thought he was going to skate by him instead of finishing the check. So he has an impact on the way teams play.
This may sound crazy, he plays so many minutes, but do you need more from him physically?
Again, it's a real fine line because he's taken a lot of too big penalties. He's taken penalties that are on hits that when you go back, there's just nothing there except the guy's picking up his gear all over the ice and the ref figured something bad must have happened. So it's a challenge for him.
Was yesterday's one of those, the one along
the woods? No, I don't think that was a hit. It was a penalty.
Sorry, back to Jake. It must have been somewhat uncomfortable for him to come back into this situation. Do you feel that held him back in any way at all?
Like in terms of how long he waited to come back or in terms of his play?
The entire thing, not playing that long, coming back into
it. No, I think it was over in about a half hour, right? You know, you walk in, you have to make your rounds, everybody gives you a shot. Thanks for coming. And then it's over. It really is truly over in the room. And it was never an issue for him.
And as far as Tyler, and maybe this is asking for too much, but you said that he'd plateaued without knowing what the situation is. Is a plateau situation something that, or in this situation, is it something that maybe he's going to take surgery to require kickstart
and
things getting better?
No, it's not. It's just you're looking for increased strength, increased mobility, increased range of motion every day or every couple of days. And when you come in and it's the same strength, the same range of motion, the same soreness, and it sits like that for days, then that's a plateau. He's not making any improvement, so they continue to work on it. Now he's back getting stronger, feeling good. So we're moving in the right direction.
So he's through that plateau that you talked about.
We hope so.